July and August are International Peace Month, so today I'd like to share with you the blessing of my visit to Indonesia this January. Please enjoy listening to it as if you are in Indonesia. I visited Indonesia for 8 days from January 14 to 21, 2020. It was just before the coronavirus spread. So I was lucky. It was just in time. There were three of us, me and Pastor Seino and Pastor Yoshimochi, who is Director of Foreign Missions. He has been working for World Missions in the United Church of Christ as the chairman of the Foreign Missions Committee, and he came with us for this visit. First, let me give you a brief introduction about Indonesia. This is Indonesia, which is about 7.5 hours from Japan by plane. Indonesia's population is 260 million, and which is more than twice that of Japan, making it the fourth most populous country in the world. As you can see, the country is made up for a large number of islands. It is also a multi-ethnic country with more than 300 ethnic groups living on these islands. Among the many islands, I visited Java, which is circled a square in green. In Indonesia, the country has designated five religions as the state religion. These are Islam, Christianity, Protestant and Catholic, Hinduism and Buddhism. As you can see from the graph, most people in Indonesia, 87% are Muslim, making it the largest Muslim nation in the world in terms of population. And the percentage of Christians is 10%. 7% are Protestant and 3% are Catholic. 1 in 10 people are Christian. I went to the city of Solo, Central Java, where Pastor Sein was working as a missionary. And first I went to Jakarta, capital city Jakarta. I was surprised to see the capital city of Jakarta. It was a big city with skyscrapers that were even bigger than Tokyo, or even more so. And this is Sumberu Kasi Church. We visited this church, local Indonesian church. And the service of Jakarta Javanese Language Christian Church is held in a room. This
Sambarakashi Church. This is a church where Japanese people living in the area gather to worship. As you may know, it is said that about 1,600 people who become Christians abroad return to Japan every year. This is the same number of Christians who are saved every year in Japan. We can say that this is the era of Japanese missions abroad. So Jakarta, we can say that this is the era of Japanese missions abroad. Jakarta Japanese Language Christian Church is one of the churches that are doing precious work of mission. And next picture is Mr. and Mrs. Budiman. They took care of us in Jakarta. They have supported the Jakarta Japanese Language Church from the beginning. Her husband is Budiman. Mr. Budiman is Chinese Indonesian, and his wife Kazuko is from Japan. We moved west from Jakarta to a city called Cikarang. It took 1 hour by car. I'd like to introduce you to a city called Cikarang. This city was actually built by a company called Lippo. Lippo is a huge company that is a Christian company involved in many different industries. Lippo built this area as industrial park, and Japanese and Korean factories were built in this area. As you drive around the area, you can see the factories of Honda, Yamaha, and many other companies. Many people from Japan come to this area as expatriates. But in the past, many of them were transferred to the area on their own, leaving family. However, in 2015, Lippo built a kindergarten called Hikari Japanese School, where Japanese teachers teach the children in Japanese so that Lippo can bring the whole family to this area. This is Hikari Japanese School picture. Hikari Japanese School is Christian school. And left side woman is a principal of this school. And inside the school building, here are pictures of restaurant, courtyard, and library. Books in libraries are Japanese. Uh-huh. As I mentioned earlier, Lippo is a Christian company, so Hikari Japanese School was also established as a Christian kindergarten, and many Japanese expatriate children attended this school. Most of children are unbelievers, but the teachers are all Christians. After Indonesia, the children are encountering God, the Creator. It was a wonderful kindergarten, like Mana Kindergarten at Tsujiura Megumi Church, where the children were taught the most important word of God. There are paper strips of the recited scripture that the children remember every month. And this is the program of the day. Let's look at heart with close. From 11, worship time started, and I gave message in that time. And next, we visited a school established by Korean missionaries in the same city of Chikalam. The missionary school was established on the land that originally belonged to a church, Jakarta Korean Church, with the purpose of missionary work through education. The next slide is the plan, final plan. Now one of them is building. Finally, the college, university, or school, kindergarten, and language school will be built. And leaving Chikalang, I went to a city called Karawaci, east of Jakarta this time. This town, Karawaci, was also built by Lippo. I went to a large university built by this Lippo called Pirita Harapan University. This university is also Christian University. There are many Bible scriptures on the wall in the campus. And here's what I found interesting about this university. It looks like a restaurant, but it's actually a school classroom. There is a tourism department where students learn the practices of serving and hospitality. I was impressed by the breadth of areas where we not only studied theology, as Christians, aspire to be top-notch hoteliers. I was challenged by the fact that Christians are actually sending out into the world to promote the work of Christians in all areas of society. This is a view of the kitchen next door for training patissier. Patisseries. And Jakarta was a place of international missions. Japanese Christians sharing the God of Bible with their children at Hikari Japanese School. Christians from Korea doing educational ministry at Eduplex, and Christians from Indonesia sending out to all areas of society as Christians at Pitaharapan University. I was moved and challenged to see Christians from Japan, Christians from Korea, and Christians from Indonesia working together to spread the gospel across the border. And after leaving Jakarta, we headed to Solo in central Java, where the countryside spreads. Solo is the town where Pastor Saino worked as missionaries, and they were pioneer church in the area. In Soro, we visited a seminary in town, campground, and the Duku church where Pastor Saino had pioneered the church of the same group. We visited seven churches in the area. This is Gepekai, GPKAI area's teacher's family when it was Christmas. And this he is Pastor Anthony. He worked with Pastor Sain as missionary. I visited seven churches, but I can't show you all the church we visited, but I'd like to show you a few we did visit. This is some Direcho church. We supported the purchase of the land for this church building by collecting donations from the Alliance's Evergreen Parish Church. And left side of the picture is Pastor Alias. He is a student of Pastor Saino. He studied at seminary with support of the churches of Alliance and became pastor. In fact, did you know that testimonies of Gepekai teachers are now published in Alliance's monthly magazine, Light of the World? Pastor Arias wrote this. I met Pastor Saino missionary sent by Alliance Order in 1979 and attended discipleship training course that was held in the garage. There I was born again, believing in the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. In 1981, I entered the Indonesian Theological Seminary in Jakarta at the time. Megumi Church supported me. I followed the rule of seminary, and while I was there, I worked with Pastor Seino on a pioneering mission in the residential area of the poor, and 20 people came to faith through the support from Japan. He became pastor and is now serving the pastoral and missionary services on some literature church. And this is Pastor Mood, whose testimony is likewise published in the Light of the World, became a Christian in 1980 under the guidance of Pastor Seino and Pastor Anthony, and in 2005 he received a scholarship from United Church of Christ, received his theology degree, and he is now teaching at the seminary in Seoul. And this is Mojo Church and Seorujo Church. And this is Duku Church, big church. Pastor Seino worked there. Very big and big synagogue, big and beautiful synagogue. And on Sunday service, the synagogue is packed with 150 people. Very big church. We took photo with Duku Church members, Duku Church fellows. You can see everyone from the elderly to small children in the picture. Elderly people were saved in the days when the teacher was there. Pastor Seino was there. And the faith was passed down from its members to their children and then their grandchildren, making it a family of Christ for three generations. Amazing. And young members have meeting every Saturday. Then I joined. And I gave a new experience message here. At first, I went to just see what kind of meeting they were having. But as soon as I got there, they asked me to give a message. I answered, I'd happy to it, but I don't speak any Indonesian language. As we were talking about how to message him, I found out that one of the young men could speak a little Korean. And furthermore, I found out that there was a young man who could speak a little English. So we decided to try something completely new. We gave message together. I would give a message in Korean and the young man would translate it for me in Indonesian. But as I was speaking in Korean, his face became cloudy. But when I told the young man next to me who could understand the English, he said, yes, and translated for me. With the help of the two young men, we spoke three words. And the topic was love. And it was a new experience that I will never forget. After the meeting, I took a photo with the young man. It was my first time from Japan. My first visit to Duku. They were very kind to me. They were wonderful and taught me that when I was treated like this at the first church as I go to, it makes me want to go back. I learned. They came together and listened to me and brought food to me and welcomed. I felt they welcomed me. Wonderful people. And the most impressed time is this. Dooku Church, this is a family meeting. The man in the red shirt on the right side of the picture above is Pastor Sudomo, the pastor of Dooku Church. He got saved through Pastor Seino and also graduated from seminary with the support of Tsuchiu Menumi Church. The man in yellow to the left of Pastor Sudomo is a Gionno elder who has supported Dooku Church from the beginning. Dooku Church family meetings are held at each family's house in town. But this time it was held at Elder Giono's house. It was just like a big family getting together on New Year's Day to share fellowship. I was like a big family getting together at New Year's to share fellowship and have a good time. Please take a look at this video. I felt church is God's family. Really. So I took the movie, so please take a look at this video of the family. They are praising and worshipping God in a very spontaneous and natural way, and no one was nervous. Everyone was open and trusting each other. It was a space where one's heart was naturally filled with joy and a smile. It was a church that had power of attention to draw people together. And in the family meeting, that's what I really learned on this meeting. Young men serving at a family meeting. Serving at family meeting, it is becoming more common for men to work in the kitchen and serve in Japan as well, but I don't think it's very common to see men serving in a family meeting. I felt it was so beautiful. It was very strong message for me. So in the family meeting at Duku Church, young men were kneeling down and carefully serving food to each person. It made me want to live like that. They are my teachers. I really appreciate I could go to Jakarta and Java and so Indonesia. And when I returned from this visit, I felt as if I was alive again, full of joy and hope, because I had tasted the rich fruit of the mission. Because I tasted the rich fruit of missionary work, I tasted the fruit of the grace of the gospel ministry that God has brought to Indonesia. The seed of this fruitfulness was sown 40 years ago when God sent Pastor Seino, and his wife to Solo, Indonesia, as missionaries. Then he and she sowed the seed of the gospel in this land. God greatly blessed this work, and the seed was sown, sprouted. Many baptized people were raised up. Furthermore, the Lord used Tujuru Megumi Church for this seed to grow. The Lord made us have aspirations and pushed us into the missionary work in Indonesia. We at Tujuru Megumi Church provided financial support. Through this support, Pastor Sudomo studied in the seminary and became a pastor of Duku Church, and God has blessed this church's progress for next 36 years. Streaming is trouble, but let me introduce Pastor Himchan's word against Mark chapter 4, verse 30 through 32. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows up, becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. When it was sown, it may have been small seed, but 40 years later, this sown seed has grown into a large tree, but now a large tree, like a small mustard seed growing into a large tree with branches, birds nesting and resting. The small flock that sprouted in the city of Soro is now the shade of Christ's tree with 150 people resting in it, a family of God filled with the joy and peace that the world can never give was formed in the city of Soro, and this group is still growing." And Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23, "I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." The work for the gospel that we at Tujuru Megumi Church offered in the past is now bearing fruit in Soro. I am so grateful to see the fruit of this visit and to be able to share the blessing of the gospel with you. God has used the work that we have offered for the gospel in abundance, and He has made us recipient of this gospel grace with Duku Church. What we have given for the Lord's gospel, God uses in His great work, and He has made us to be recipients of the blessings of gospel with Duku Church. Missions are blessing. Thank you. I want to work with more this blessing. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you abundantly forever.